Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite filling your own cup? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long, emails are pinging every second, and someone asks if you have time for coffee, and you want to scream no. Before you even finish the question. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that prioritizing your own needs isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask first on a plane. You can't help others if you're running on empty. This isn't about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything, but about making conscious choices that fuel your well-being and allow you to show up as your best self in every area of life. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your time and energy, starting today. First up, become a master of saying no. I know, it sounds scary, right? But think about it, how many times have you agreed to something out of obligation or guilt, only to end up feeling drained and resentful later on? Practice setting healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply leave you feeling overwhelmed. Remember, your time is precious, and you deserve to spend it on things that truly matter. Next, schedule me time like any other important appointment. Seriously, block off chunks of time in your calendar dedicated solely to activities that recharge you, whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, taking a hot bath, or just indulging in some blissful silence. Treat this time as sacred and non-negotiable. It might feel strange at first, but trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. Thirdly, learn to delegate tasks whenever possible. You don't have to do everything yourself. Surround yourself with a supportive network of friends, family, or colleagues who can help lighten the load. Consider outsourcing tasks that drain your energy or time, like cleaning, errands, or even certain work responsibilities. By sharing the workload, you free up valuable mental and physical space for what truly matters. Fourth, practice mindful living throughout your day. Take a few moments to pause and breathe deeply, even amidst the chaos. Pay attention to the present moment, savor a delicious meal, appreciate the beauty of nature, or simply enjoy the feeling of the sun on your skin. By cultivating mindfulness, you can reduce stress, increase focus, and find more joy in everyday experiences. Finally, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up fully in all aspects of your life as a friend, partner, parent, colleague, and most importantly, as yourself. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super busy mom who juggles work, kids, housework, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of social life. She's constantly on the go, running from one obligation to the next, feeling perpetually exhausted and overwhelmed. One day, she realizes that something has to change. So, she starts implementing these 5 key takeaways. She learns to say no to commitments that drain her energy, schedules regular me time for walks in the park, delegates household chores to her partner and kids, practices mindful breathing exercises throughout the day, and prioritizes healthy meals and enough sleep. Guess what? Sarah starts feeling a noticeable difference. She has more energy, feels less stressed, and is able to connect with her family and friends on a deeper level. The simple act of prioritizing her own needs transformed her life from chaotic to calm, from overwhelmed to empowered. So, remember, you deserve to feel your best, both physically and mentally. Don't let the demands of life rob you of your well-being. Start small, take one step at a time, and trust me, the results will be worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of self-care inspiration, a friend, family member, or even their colleague who always seems to be on the verge of burnout. Let's spread the word about the power of prioritizing our own needs. And as always, keep striving for greatness, one day at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.